Welcome to another episode of Toy Pizza. We've got a Halo-centric episode.
It's a very special episode. I never thought it would happen, but today you should be picking up the Master Collection of Halo Master Chief Anniversary.
Xbox One.
Xbox One, yeah.
This is a video game? It's a video game, yeah. It's a franchise.
Well, Nicky finally had his way. He beat us down in all of our pitch meetings until we finally agreed to do Halo. And here we are.
I'm not against it. I like Halo. It's fun.
But before we jump into Halo, let's start with news.
Rushing things along. Kicking things off, we've got Sentinels Armorized Iron Man, which is just over 7 inches. And it is a beautiful figure because I love that version of Tony Stark.
This is crazy. So I've never heard of this toy company before.
Same.
They're making a die-cast Iron Man, which is pretty stylized. You know, It doesn't look like a literal translation of any, Iron Man that I know of. It's got die-cast parts, and it has snap-on armor, and I actually think this could be the quintessential Iron Man figure, because all the other Iron Man figures are a bit thin and skinny, you know? For a guy wearing a suit of armor, I always felt like he seemed a little lanky and a little too thin in areas when he's been, made in toy form previously. So I'm really into this thing. I think it's going to go for about $100. It's probably Japan only, but there'll be some import over here.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's got movable eyes, got all these extra pieces that goes with it. I mean, it's really nice.
Yeah, I like them even just without the red armor, just like the maroon and the gold.
Yeah.
And, it's very interesting that they went with this version of Tony Stark, instead of seeing, Robert Downey Jr., which, we're so familiar in the past, couple of years. And, it's almost like a refresher. Like, it resembles almost the Tony Stark you would find in from Toy Biz.
Sure. Yeah the old school.
The comics.
The comic book version, yeah. So I dig it. I think it would be cool to have him wear a trench coat and maybe have a little suitcase full of armor pieces.
You in trench coats.
And armor.
Iron Man doesn't need a trench coat.
I like a real cloth.
Unless it's like a sick armor trench coat that comes out robotic, that would be cool.
And covers him?
Yeah.
Yes, but robotic.
And then he throws it into the washing machine?
Yeah. Short circuit.
Come.
Jarvis, what's that noise? Next up, we've got some pretty cool Figma figures. I mean, you've got the Metal Gear Solid Snake, which you're probably excited about.
Yeah, I definitely will be buying this. Yeah. No question about it.
Of course you will be. And then we've got the Lucina, which is really nice.
From Fire Emblem.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this character. So this is a Nintendo game
play
on Atari?
Yeah, Fire Emblem Awakening, yeah.
Yeah, Fire Emblem. And so basically in Smash Brothers Melee, which kind of brought Fire Emblem back, and this character Marth is supposed to be
Marth I know from Smash Brothers.
Yeah, right. So Lucina is this female that's kind of pretending to be Marth.
All right, spoilers.
There's a lot of gender bending going on in these kids' games.
Correct. In fact, in the new Smash Bros. Game, you can actually be Wii Fit Trainer male version or the female version.
And isn't Sheik also Zelda in disguise?
Sheik.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm hip to it.
The Sheik.
How do you do, fellow children?
Can't wait for the Amiibo episode we have coming up.
The Seeker gets the gold piece.
Bad,
in
bad, bad.
Okay.
No.
I'm not
this
sure.
This is not a Harry Potter episode.
Regardless.
I'm sure I know that reference.
Regardless, the new Smash game is out. Lucina is a playable character. I'm interested in getting most of these, Figma characters that, appear in Smash, Pit, Samus, and now Lucina.
What about the Amiibos, which are coming out?
Oh, so there's some controversy
here
going on with Amiibos. Quick sidebar, I finally downloaded Smash. Mm-hmm. I have a trip coming up, so I'm going to play it on the plane.
You're going to be Sheik.
Sheik. I played a couple levels. Is that what they call them?
I guess. I don't know what you're playing.
Smash.
I did really bad at it, and I don't like the game, and I have no skill for it. But you gave me some pointers.
I did. I gave you a couple pointers,
You
yeah.
said,
press A.
Turn items off. Yeah.
Turn the items off.
Uh-huh. Pick easy level.
Easy level.
Low CPU.
Other people.
Low CPU.
And to cover myself in peanut butter while I do it.
Yeah. That wasn't.
If it's going to help with my game playing, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Amiibos, they're gonna be coming right around the corner, and a lot of pictures are showing up online doing comparisons from the, the prototypes that they showed off, around, E3, I think it was, and they're actually at the Nintendo World Store now, but they're basically comparing what the actual figures look like, and some people are angry.
I wouldn't say they're comparing, there was a lot of people complaining about
complaining, sure,
what the final figures look like, and I think that what's going on at the core of this is that, you know, people that have only played video games and don't really collect toys or collectibles that much, they're not as familiar with this sort of changes and diminishing return of bringing a product to life. You know, there are going to be millions of Amiibos made. So you're going to have to cut back on some paint apps.
Sure, yeah.
There's going to be things that you get better at doing as the production moves along.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for toy collectors, we're kind of used to, it's not really bait and switch, but we have tempered expectations.
Yeah. Yeah.
For, you know, how something looks in an ad and how something looks in person. The exception to that rule is probably 3A, who do really great photography, but it's very accurate for the final product.
Well, I was going to say about this is like the first line from Amiibo, so it can only improve. And like you said, they're going to be making millions of these, and it's like, it's quantity, you know?
Right.
They're
going to
be banging these out.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, okay, product photos, you know, the first images of these figures don't exactly look like the actual, you know, models. And, like, some of the things change. Like, the translucent stand, for example.
Yeah.
Lynx is yellow. You know, and, like, the poses are slightly different. And, like, someone was complaining about Peach's dress not having that nice embroidery.
Well,
like,
I saw people were complaining about the underwear on Peach, which you need to examine yourself if that's really your go-to critique. Like, there is, you may have problems connecting with other human beings.
Yeah, I think a couple other things was like Marth's sword was like, you know, kind of drooping, you know, wasn't like stiff or anything like that. And Wii Fit Trainer had like a cast, looks like a cast to hold her up since she's doing a yoga pose. And
they're statues.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, if they're opposable figures, sure, you might have more grounds to complain, but you're gonna stand them up anyway. It's not like gonna be fighting with those swords.
Yeah, maybe. But the fox looks cool.
I don't really
see any problems with him.
Well, he has amputated legs, right?
Oh,
isn't that the theory?
Oh, maybe.
All the Star Fox characters had their legs amputated?
I don't know.
I think I saw that on Did You Know Gaming?
Oh, okay.
That's weird.
Yeah. You can tell from the secret sound chip that they found by like, you know, decoding the game. It's like, I have no legs!
Okay. I watch YouTube programming.
Well, you know, Amiibos, they're going to be mass marketed. There's not just going to be Mario. It's going to be tons of characters. So, like you said, it's got to be sacrifices. But, you know, because of that, we might be seeing some fakes, right? Some fake Amiibos. But, like,
bootlegs.
How are you going to be able to tell that this bootleg and this is real? Well, we've put together a really cool fake Attack on Titan guide, which is on our Tumblr.
Yeah, not for Amiibo, unfortunately, but specifically for Figma, Attack on Titan figures.
Yeah, look, Figmas are susceptible to a lot of bootlegging. Josh, who runs our Tumblr and does a great job.
Instagram, the company dime.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yep. Everybody should follow him for sure. He's going to get three new followers today.
I mean, maybe even two.
He unfortunately came across a bootleg Levi from the Figma line.
Yeah.
The retailer was kind enough to replace it, and he got to keep the bootleg.
That's cool.
So that gave him the opportunity to shoot them side by side and help educate people out there about the differences in these and how to hopefully avoid, picking a bunk one up.
So there were a couple of, like, key differences. Like, of course, if you had them side by side, you can tell, but you might not have them. You're only looking at photos. Some of the boss color is off, but, literally the paint apps are terrible. A couple of other things is that just the packaging of how they pieced together the accessories. The Figma stand doesn't have the Figma logo on the stand.
Yeah.
And from my experience, it's just when you're looking at pictures online, just look at the faces. And not the expressions, but the order.
Mm.
So, like, you know, an official one will have, like, you know, this one expression on the top or on the bottom. And I've seen the face, they actually move them around. And it's like,
sure.
Oh, wait, that's not legit.
There are two distinct ways to avoid buying bootlegs. You know, people will always have the ability to pull a bait and switch. But the two golden rules here are, one, are they using stock photography or have they taken their own photography?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's a good giveaway. A lot of these crooked sellers, they will use stock photography and you will not see anything that they've taken themselves. So that can potentially be a red flag. The second thing is price. If this is
$1,
50% off of what all the other auctions are going for, chances are it's going to be a bootleg.
Yeah, definitely.
Third thing to watch out for, Just like how strong is your sustained relationships with other people?
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's a that's a good telltale sign. Like when you call someone, they're not calling you back.
Right.
Good chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
chance. Fake.
It's probably a bootleg.
Yeah.
You got a bootleg.
Good chance. All right. Well, that's all the news. I mean, we're definitely gonna be talking about Amiibo a lot more here coming up whenever Smash Bros.
God help me.
Right on around the corner. So.
Yeah. So definitely tune in for Amiibo. But before we get to Nintendo gaming, let's talk about Halo.
First up for Halo, Megablocks has been doing an amazing job over the years. They have sent us the enormous broadsword ship, which you are now watching a super speed build of while we chat a little bit more about Halo.
Yeah. So right here on the couch, we have two Megablocks pieces, and I think Jesse's going to open this guy.
Well, included in the broadsword ship is the new body type for the...
Spartans?
The Spartans. Thank you.
So while Jesse opens that, we got this
Okay. You will wait for me.
Okay.
What did you guys get? I don't understand.
So this is an exclusive figure from Comic-Con, I believe.
Really? It's just an
Yeah, so yeah. What, you know, if you followed our Call of Duty Megablocks episode, you saw that there was a brand new minifigure body type that they've introduced, and they've replicated that new superposability to the Halo line. So at Comic-Con of this past year... They gave out these really awesome Spartans.
That's so
really
you've held cool. on to this since
I have.
Comic-Con.
I've waited to do
this
with this you.
For this specific episode to open this. Did that just drop in your glass of water?
Nope.
Oh, I thought you just dropped a Megablock in here.
Yeah, I've saved this to do it with you guys for our Halo episode.
That's so beautiful.
And, you know, obviously this Spartan is also the same body type that's included in... The beautiful broadsword chip.
Yeah, what's great about Megablocks is just that, you know, they have Call of Duty and they have Halo. And Halo works on this scale without a doubt. And you can go into some stores, and if you're not buying a full set, you can find these little, like, I don't know.
Suppositories.
Okay, yeah. And basically, there's this one line. It's a metallic line. And you can see it from over here. They have, you know, some Covenant people and some other Spartans that are metallic.
So these are like drop ships.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
is that what they call these little pods in the game?
I don't remember these pods.
Well, you're the residential Halo expert.
Okay. You should know. Well, you know, Chibi Halo is just too cute, right? I think that's
so cute.
That's why we love it so much, because
yeah,
it's these tiny little minifigures, you know?
It's got a little Chibi-esque nature to it.
Yeah, what's great about that Master Chief, or Spartan, he comes with the shotgun, which is awesome. Unfortunately, this guy didn't come with any weapons. Damn
it. Maybe it did, but you lost him.
I might have eaten it.
You probably lost them. Can I see that?
Yeah, sure.
Because I want to have them face off. But this is, you can tell this is a little bit an older figure compared to the sweet, awesome new one.
Yeah, and it was really cool that they come with these, exclusive pieces with the Halo logo printed on the side of them.
Well, it's cool. You know, like we said, Megablocks have done an amazing job over the years.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to jump into this line, the broadsword is a great place to start. Oh, look, we have a $5 off coupon.
Yeah, that's really
It's awesome. A shame we can't share this with you guys, but we're definitely going to use this.
Yeah, so definitely check out all of the Halo line that Megablocks offers at halo.megablocks.com.
I like this police car, too. That's from Halo, right?
I guess.
A police car? Maybe, I have no idea.
And the show grinds to a halt.
And also the broadsword chip comes with a Cortana figure.
Mm-hmm.
And is that Didac? Or?
It's a Didac, yeah. And also a cool little weapons rack that'll give you a lot of different...
I don't care about
Cortana
the...
Cortana looks great.
Yeah, but I don't care. I don't want her. I want just a bunch of Spartans.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's cool. And you can set them up like it's a big Team Slayer.
You can have like 300 of them against... An army of thousands?
Yeah. Eliminate the enemy team.
So, since we're covering Halo, and since this is all in vein of the Master Chief Collection with, what is it, 2, 3, 4...
Reach?
And it's every single
I don't think Reach
game.
Is in it. I don't think Reach is in it.
Yes!
No way!
It's every
all right,
game.
Well, I'm picking up regardless. But, you know, if you love this series, out over here, and this scale, you know, there's also Microps. Or micro-ops? Micro-ops.
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 Yeah.
Tiny crops.
Micro-ops!
Made by Monsanto.
So if you check, Toys R Us, a lot of these are a little older, so they were on sale, and you can get, like, literally pieces from Halo 3 and Halo 1. Like, we have here the High Ground Gate, which I believe was in Halo 3.
Whose is that?
Oh, this is mine.
You bought that?
Yeah, I just bought them just to show on the show, and just wanted to mention it, you know.
Save for the show, buddy.
Okay, Well,
now we're here.
Oh, we're here. Okay.
We're here. So go ahead.
Yeah, so literally, like, these were discounted, you know, at Toys R Us, which was really, really cool because I got this mini ghost for 50 cents.
I don't know. I really. Right.
But shame on you because buying things on clearance is not good.
It's why?
Not, because it sends the wrong message. You know, us toy collectors want to impress upon retailers and buyers that our numbers matter, and that we're not going to wait until things are on clearance.
Listen, I didn't wait till things were on clearance. It's just I so happened to go in that day, and it was there.
What's your fault?
I said shame on you.
Okay.
Still shame on you.
Well, I'm just saying, if you like the Megablock scale or something smaller, you can also look at McFarlane, who does have the Halo Toys license, and, you know, they're actually pretty cool. I mean, this is the only reason why I bought this. It's the mini ghost.
The mini ghost, yeah. You would so do sick. That.
Yeah, because of the turret. And also comes with the little...
What are you going to do with this? You going to put this by your TV?
You have a little battle.
It's
going
to go under my pillow.
No, I mean, it's like really cool. It's something you definitely want to have like on display somewhere.
Like I said, it's going to go under my pillow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love the mini ghost. It's pretty great.
Yeah, so McFarlane does offer the Micro Ops line, but that is not why we're here today. We're going to show you some...
We're here today for a meal.
We are here for meal, and that's another reason why I bought them. So we have a meal, and also from the McFarlane line, I walked into St. Mark's Comics. Mm-hmm. I saw a couple of loose Halo figures, so I bought a meal right then and there, and I also bought a Scout, and you're seeing footage of him now.
But because you forgot him at home.
I did forget them at home. I just didn't want you guys to touch them, but you guys can totally touch this. So check this out. You go into Walgreens, and Walgreens now is starting to carry exclusives. This is one of them, and it's a Spartan CIO, which is Counter Intelligence Operative. Wow. And what's really cool about him, his gun, is his DMR. It actually comes with a special skin that you can actually take the code and put it in your game.
Oh, so this is a Spartan CIO holding a DMR.
So this is region-free gun. Anyone can download and play it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Or is that DRM?
Oh, yeah, that's DRM. That's, okay.
And what's really, really cool is that now, because if you love Halo, I'm sure you're all excited about Halo 5. And I know how I know how much you love... armored robots with clothes.
Well, I actually am into this figure. I think this is great.
Because he has a freaking cloak.
Yeah.
There's something...
About cloaks for you.
Really is.
So, a lot of people are saying that this shouldn't be in stores.
A lot of people
are
saying you should unbox that on camera.
Couldn't hurt, right? What's really cool about this toy is that a lot of people are saying that it's not actually supposed to be in stores yet, but I think now they should be hitting stores. And what we have here is Master Chief, and his cloak, as appeared in the Halo 5 trailer.
Which, I mean, a cloak on a robot-type figure or, you know, somebody wearing robotic armor makes them that much cooler. Like, think of Megatron in Transformers, I don't know, 2 or 3, doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Does it come off?
He has that little tarp, and he looks so much cooler for it.
It doesn't come off.
Well, it seems like that this whole piece is... not removable, but if you look inside, that there is a full Spartan toy underneath.
Oh, this is made out of pad CU.
That's funny.
Okay. Well, what's actually really funny about this toy is that now you're thinking about, like, you know...
Pad CU.
Yes. Yeah, so robots in armor.
Yeah.
The Spartans are significantly larger than humans.
Right. They're about 8 feet tall.
Yeah, so...
Even enough.
Like, when this trailer came out, everyone was like, oh my god, I knew it was Master Chief. It's like, where did he have the time to sew a cloak, you know, for his size?
Yeah, he does come out of it.
Oh, that's really great. Cool. The fact that it comes out is like that.
Yeah, actually didn't know that, so that's awesome. Here's his little back piece. But what's really cool is because out of the Halo 4 line, no one came with this gun. We actually have a bolt shot. And also, featured in the trailer, he's holding, dog tags? For Cortana.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, and, you know, more questions will be answered when Halo 5 comes out. But, yes, he comes with Cortana's old piece.
Now, how do we get you as excited about Halo for the spreadsheets you need to fill out?
Ooh. I'm sorry. I'll get them to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I'll try.
Every week with these guys.
Every week.
So, yeah, do you guys want to open the other guy?
No, I like this one.
All right, so here.
Save it for the unboxing.
Yeah, honestly, like this one should have... I don't understand why you didn't do that, actually.
That's a great gun.
But this is...
It's a shotgun almost.
This is an awesome... This is Master Chief, right?
Yeah, that is Master Chief.
This is legitimately Master Chief.
Master Chief Boyardee.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean...
It's not that funny, Nicky.
It is funny. Now, what's great about him is that, you know, because following the events of Halo 4 and he's trudging along in the desert, he actually has a lot of weathered, armor.
Yeah.
And, like, I believe his visor's cracked too, right?
His visor is cracked.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he has, like, these weird, like, groove joints.
Oh, ratcheted joints. Those are actually good because that will allow him to hold poses, without falling or becoming loose.
Yeah, but they're visible, isn't
that... No, I love the retro drones on the Halo toys.
You do?
Yeah. Really cool.
Tell me more.
Really spicy. Yeah.
Well, you know, he's pretty cool. You know, I give him an 8 out of 10.
Listen, I think he's a great piece to have in your Halo toy, you know, collection. You know, being one of the first Halo 5, you know, figures out there.
Yeah. I mean...
When does Halo 5 come out?
I'm not sure, to be honest, but...
What kind of Halo expert are you?
Oh, I don't know. I had to get an Xbox One first, unless I can sleep on your couch.
You can sleep on my
couch. Okay, that's cool. And then, you should be looking for Master Chief with Cloak in stores. Should be around now.
Will you wear the little kimono I bought you for Christmas?
Okay. Great pose, kid.
So, look, I want to get to the goods.
Okay, so like I said...
I'm ready.
Okay, fine, here we go.
No, wait, so we started off small, then we went even smaller, then we went cooler exclusives, and now...
Well, in this line, like I said, you're seeing Emil from McFarlane Toys, but now imagine if you had a more detailed, bigger version of Emil from Reach, probably one of the best Halo characters out there. We have, from here, unveiling 3A's Emil figure.
Now, are these images scrolling horizontally or vertically on the screen right now?
They're rotating.
This is awkward. Spinning?
It's like a newspaper reel. Like,
can we get a fade in from one to the transition?
Stop requesting, things to be on screen and actual cuts live, so I put them in.
You have to do this.
I am not, actually. So, here we have Emil.
Show them the size of this box. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so...
Yeah. I mean, this is the figure right here.
What's really cool about this plain box right here, it has all these, squares, just like you were playing, Halo, and one of your loading screens, but on the back it has, detailed...
Schematics!
Yes,
and this... That's a callback.
It is.
Now, 3A has the license for a few Halo figurines.
Sure.
And, they have Gabriel Thorne, and actually an exclusive... one for Bamba Lands.
I believe that the Halo license came about because Ash Wood, who's one of the principals of 3A, he had done some comic work, right?
Yeah.
For the Halo
comic
world.
Yeah, and so on Bamba Lands, you can actually get Gabriel Thorne, he's the blue Spartan, and also an exclusive of a Halo UNSC Spartan recruit.
Right. Yeah. Now, if he's a recruit, why does he have, a sniper rifle? That seems like a very... advanced weaponry. I need you to answer me right now.
I can't answer that.
I don't know. Just holding this figure, I think with anything 3A, two words to describe them as a whole is incredible detail.
I was going to say bad eighth.
I'm picking two words, I would say really, really good. That's, and it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
That's pretty good.
Let's go with incredible detail.
So this is the figure that we want to talk about. For Halo fans, if you are a collector of Halo collectibles, of Halo collectibles,
this is the quintessential item you need to have.
Sure, yeah.
Now, I mean, the fingers are articulated.
Yes.
It has lights that light up.
Yes.
That's what lights do.
Well, sometimes, So what I love about this is that all of his accessories, he has various, weapons.
My turn.
Sure.
And, even his armor, for his arms.
Magnetic.
That's so cool.
Magnets, how do they work?
I don't know, but all along the belt, you can put all these pieces for on the front and the back of the belt, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Let's just test that out.
This?
Oh, yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah, grenades and
That's sweet.
And he's got this blade.
Yeah,
and
that's a signature blade.
Yeah, part of the reason I never played Halo was I just found the character designs to be so-so. And I think that, Emil and what they did in Reach was actually very interesting. They kind of took, the standard Spartan look, and they added a bunch more character to them.
Honestly, the first image that you see of Emil, you just see him, carving something. And then just, it's revealed that, his visor was actually etched out. And I just think that's, one of the coolest and more badass things that you can do as a Spartan,
Yeah. I wish you would stop swearing.
Okay.
We got our controversial episode out the window.
No, but he is just so cool. And, I had this, baby Emil figure from Micro-Ops. And I also have, the 5-inch from McFarlane Toys. But he... is incredibly detailed, and you can always expect this from 3A.
Technically speaking, this is a masterpiece, especially when it comes to the different materials that they've used here. So there's sort of an underskeleton, and then this very flexible rubber suit that goes over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the joints and stuff to go over it.
ABS plastic. We got some PVC plastic. We got some real cloth. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
My goodness, if I could meet a woman like this.
I'm telling you. So it's sweet, because like you mentioned, all the parts out on the magnetic, and all those like little bullet chambers on his wrist kind of move and come out. And the lights are awesome.
Yeah, they go down to that detail. Look, shotgun shells.
Exactly.
On and his it wrist. Has a little tampo print with text on it.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Sheesh. Yeah.
And seriously.
You're now seeing a close-up of the tampo print.
Nope.
On the shotgun shells.
Okay.
And we're going to fade out with a diffuse transition.
And into a helicopter shot?
Into a helicopter shot.
A crane image.
Yeah. No, he's incredible. Like, I'm just so happy to hold this and just to feature it on the show. And if you guys are interested at all in a premium Halo collectible item, check out the guy.
Look, if you are a fan, this is the thing you need to have.
Yeah.
These other things are nice.
For sure.
But these are practically stocking stuffers in comparison.
Yeah. Don't. You know, save your money. Don't buy the game. Just buy the toy.
Sure. Right here. Yeah.
Never play any games. Yeah. When you can buy a toy, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and honestly, what's one of the best weapons is the shotgun right here.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, the fingers are articulated, and it is just so sick. You can literally wrap all of his fingers around
right around the handle and the trigger.
And my face.
And your face. And, you can, yeah. You definitely can.
Oh, you guys are falling in love.
I love that you can make him do, like, peace signs and stuff.
Yeah. Or the finger.
Or the finger.
Or double finger.
I'm into that, yeah.
Yeah. Or peace out.
Peace out,
It's great.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
I mean, gosh, there's so many cool Halo stuff we have here.
The only question is, who gets to keep all this?
If anyone's keeping it, can I have the shotgun?
I'll tell you what, you can have this too.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, sweet!
Yeah, Emil is in stores now. I think Big Bad Toy Store is a good place to go and order him.
Definitely, yeah.
Unfortunately, the price is about, you know, $200. I know the Bama Lance.
Not unfortunately. Totally reasonable.
Okay, that's
it's a steal.
You get what you pay for, and it's incredible detail.
Look, we want you to spend money on this toy. Not discounted, like we said earlier.
I don't know. Oh, discount shopping. Yeah. Yes, certainly.
Oh, no clearance section.
You know, look.
He's worth it.
I read in the New Yorker that it costs $1 million over the span of a child's life to raise them and educate them. Mm-hmm. So why do that? Why have kids when you can just throw out a couple hundred bucks and you get this beauty and you don't got to worry about tuition?
You don't have to feed them and you don't have to wipe them.
You do have to feed them.
You do have to feed this one.
Yeah,
actually.
It's the instructions right here.
Yeah,
so.
I do.
Oh, shoot. He will die.
Do you still want it? Or?
I mean, oh boy.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. And this is not going to be the last 3A thing we see on here.
No, definitely not. We love 3A.
We love 3A. We love 3-0. We love all of these, you know, 1/6 scale collectibles. And I get the feeling we're going to be dedicating a lot more time to them.
I would love to see more 3A on the show. I know you guys should definitely check out 3A. And, you know, let us know what you think about Halo, and let us know what you think about the game.
And more importantly, stop by Bambalan. We're going to have a link in the description.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have an annotation. No, just kidding. check them out, and stop by there frequently, because there are a lot of stuff that pops up on there.
A lot of exclusives.
Yeah. And you got to own them.
Yeah, and I don't know, Jesse's looking forward to the Microman line.
Absolutely. What are you, a nerd? You don't know about 3A, you nerds?
So that's it for Halo, so I guess now we're going to move on to some
fan stuff. Halo goodbye. Oh boy, after an excellent workout, we like to cool down and do some fan stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little Q&A, maybe a little show and tell, maybe a little fan art. What do you guys say? You want to
do it? Sure, yeah. I mean, definitely. We have some really cool fan art that we've gotten from Instagram. In particular, we've got two beautiful pieces. Jesse,
that's right.
Talk about
it. So, we have Tenric Drives, who has done this beautiful portrait of me.
Oh, that's not me?
No, sorry, it's me.
Oh, shoot.
He got my anatomy very correct, you know, all the rippling
pretty
muscles,
close,
the six-pack abs.
Mm-hmm.
This is beautiful.
It's okay.
I love it. Brings a tear to my eye.
Pretty nice. And then another one of the green.
Yeah, Lucas Lemporio?
Yeah, we actually featured this in our Instagram. And, you know, as always, hashtag your photos with Toy Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That goes for your toy pickups, your toy photos, and, of course, fan art. We love to see fan art.
Absolutely. I love these both. I think it's important to note that both of them are of Lime, the leader of the Nice.
How can you
slice.
Tell that's Lime?
Yeah, you can't tell that's Lime.
Because that's me.
Well, the beard, yes.
And Lime is a me.
But you could be wearing a different color in that picture.
So we're openly acting, asking for, let's see some more fan art of the Knights of the Slice.
Just the Lime. That's fine.
Or red.
Yeah, any of them.
Nobody likes
together,
the
maybe.
Two.
Yeah.
Together would be nice, yeah. But, you know, or in separate rooms.
Yeah. Or the logo. The logo is cool, too.
Yeah. These are great, though. Thank you guys very much. Keep drawing, and we'll keep showing them.
So this is not something new that we have done before, but we like to feature, you know, some independent artists. And one of fan Kyle Kerwin, I believe.
Kyle Kerwin.
He stopped by the office just so he can give us one of his personal inventions of his toys, and here it is.
That's right. So when I was at the bathroom at New York Comic Con, those bathrooms are disgusting, and I think you're arguably doing more harm by washing your hands in
there.
There was also a gender bent Kiss cosplayer who was getting changed. It was, you know, I wanted to make a quick exit.
Okay.
And this guy followed me out, and I was like, we're gonna have to bleep that. I was like, oh heck, I've been caught for not washing my hands, and this guy is totally gonna call me out. And he comes up and he's like, hey, I like your pin. And I was wearing the Knights of the Slice New York Comic Con exclusive pin, which is sold out. Sorry, folks. And I said, you like the pin or you like the show? And he said, both.
Oh, yeah.
So I knew he was an OG fan.
Yeah.
And he introduced himself. Super nice guy. And he, you know, he's making his own stuff.
Yeah, definitely check out his Instagram. You can see a bunch of his stuff that he's been doing. And here he sent us a Mudcat.
Yeah, this is... this is just gorgeous. I mean, he really, this is like a work of art, you know, with the big card and the artwork that he's put on here. This is 5 out of 10, so it's obviously a collector's
very
item.
Very cool, yeah.
Should we open it?
No.
Not at the,
it's too perfect.
I wanted to open it, but I really got to say that I like the packaging. Like, even though it's just a small figure, I like that, you know, it's just a large packaging and it's just tied on. Mm-hmm. But I definitely like to know more about Mudcat.
Yeah.
Well, I think this character in particular is Yolo Mesh, or that's a his company name. Could
well, he came with Trading Card Series 1 and a sticker as well. So I mean, yeah, you can see all the different characters here: Lydia, Operator, the Jonas. This one's pretty cool.
Whoa!
It's a red robot.
Kind of looks like the Frederator robot a little bit.
The Veselka. And the school
sticker.
You know
what? Sticker. I hold this for 1 second. Uh-huh. I'm gonna put this sticker right on my sketch pad.
Okay.
I'm an adult male who collects stickers.
Awesome. So yeah, this is pretty sweet. So thank you so much for stopping Jesse in particular and calling him out on not washing his hands. That was really kind of you.
And then I dropped the sticker.
No, you got it. It's good. It's still good. No, I gotta say, you know, with these cards, you know, he has a full bios for each of these characters, age, you know, height and stuff like that, and race. Mm-hmm. Really, really cool. And I definitely want to check out more of his stuff. If you want, if you're interested, go to KyleKerwin.com.
Yeah.
Or check his Instagram.
Check his Instagram, for sure.
For sure.
We love getting stuff for free. We certainly don't want to encourage people to stop by the office uninvited, but we'll make an exception in this case.
This isn't even our office.
That's true.
That's true. Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. So, you know, since we featured some fan art, we featured a fan toy, which is incredible. We're just going to limit to one question this week, but each week we like to wrap up the episodes with questions directly from you guys, whether they're from our Instagram account, whether they're from the comments below, or, you know, you mail them directly to us at toypizzamail@gmail.com.
Or psychic messaging.
Yeah.
I'm a receiver.
Sometimes.
I'm really high on the scope. I'm a receiver.
You just forget to write them down sometimes, but...
John Edwards.
It's fine.
I'm sensing you play video games.
I do!
You've lost...
My mother!
You've lost someone you care about in video games? Your character died.
Yes.
And you hit continue?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, this guy's too good.
They want you to know it's okay.
Okay, thank you.
So Chris Choice, fellow friend,
effing heck,
friend, great friend of Toy Pizza, Chris Choice.
Okay, yeah, who now resides in Los Angeles,
sunny California.
That's right. He's left us,
Los Angeles.
That's why I'm bitter.
He wants to know who would win in a fight.
Is it of the Knights of the Slice or us in real life?
All three of us.
Is it versus, like, you know, are we fighting him?
Like, I think we could beat up Chris Troyce.
Okay, yeah. Who would want to fight Chris Troyce or Toy Pizza?
we have to show a photo of Chris Troyce. Do we have anything embarrassing of him?
No, we have. I think we have a picture together.
We've got some pictures that you're looking at now.
Maybe
a picture.
A high school yearbook.
Oh,
photo.
How are
we? I could get that, but that would be amazing. Digging, yeah. You know.
Boy, that's me.
No question. Well, no.
I took two MMA classes before I quit.
Interesting.
Because it was really strenuous. So.
Well,
I could choke you unconscious.
That's probably true.
Well, I had to mention the fact that I don't work out.
Okay, well, that definitely gives you the edge.
Yeah, you train Sicarnas every day.
I don't have
earlier today, you said you don't like confrontation.
I don't like confrontation or conflict. I will avoid... Yeah. I'm a pacifist, I guess.
Yeah. No,
I avoid conflict.
I don't know where he gets
costs.
This from, but on the daily, he will say... You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. So I think I'm not sure if that's a threat, but I don't know. That's kind of hard to say. So
no,
I don't know. I'm
look,
a lover.
Whoever wins, it will be a sissy fight. Let's be honest. There's not going to be any cool moves.
Yeah,
it'll be embarrassing. You don't want to see it.
When the garb comes on and the helmets, whoosh,
yeah, and we can't breathe in the helmets.
Different story. The suits take over.
Depending on what toys are on the table, you know,
things
could get hairy. So
the suits take over.
Answer that question, Chris. We have peanuts for you. They're coming in the mail. So.
Oh, man.
Well.
He's allergic.
Did you say peanuts?
Yeah.
Peanuts. Okay, I heard. Never mind.
Something else.
No,
okay.
You know, I can edit it where it sounds like peanuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
you guys have been great. Keep sending us the fan art. Keep liking our
stuff.
Photos and our videos and sharing them with everybody.
Send us toys.
Yes.
Don't send us toys. Well, I'll send us toys.
If you want.
At this point, we have more toys than we will ever be able to review.
I have one toy that I don't need anything.
We may
else.
Have to return
don't
that,
need anything.
So
oh, okay.
Please be
that's
careful.
True.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you to 3A for sending us this Emil figure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And definitely look forward to seeing more 3A.
Yeah, and that brings up the other most important... Pizza out!